This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for being in God's church, a church where God's standards go forth. And I'm thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge that is taught here, teaching us how to be like God. God is holy, and truly I am holy, living a holy life by obeying the commandments of God. And I'm thanking God that we're sanctified through the truth, and the truth is the commandments of God, obedience to the commandments of God. And I'm thanking God for one that is bringing the standards for the people, our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We want to talk about how the Lord said, let the dead bury their dead. That is a topic, and we're going to talk about it. Before we get into that, we're going to journey on, ensemble.
His blood to
God, we are journeying on here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. The announcements, Deacon Debbie. Thank God.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. We are glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on, our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. These we know kept God's commandments. Yes. They were sent by God, and they are with God, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Now, the scripture says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture, and we always read the scripture because if you don't understand God, if you don't understand His word, it's because you're not keeping His word and you're not keeping His commandments. And you might not understand it because you're not having them taught to you, because the world have left God's word a long time ago.
Yes,
and as the Lord has said many times, it's been quoted down through the time, you'll see me no more till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And his coming is like it was in the days of Noah. It was only a few then. It's just a few now. Always will be. Let's go to Matthew's 8 and 18. I began to meditate on the scripture, how the Lord said, let the dead bury their dead.
Yes.
When we tell our loved ones and our acquaintances, thanks, but no thanks, I'd rather not attend this funeral, they get offended.
Yes.
Because we live for God, and because we are choosing that because of the principles we have. But when you're not in God, and you're not really keeping God's commandments, and anything can be your principle, if you say, well, I don't feel good, I'm not coming, it's acceptable, not a problem. But because you don't want to be with the dead,
right.
Why would we want to be with the dead? All they're going to do is cut up.
That's right, Pastor.
And say everything that's against the knowledge of God. So what can you do there?
All right.
Matthew's 8 and 18, what does it say?
Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other
beautiful?
Side.
You would think because the great multitudes come, they would draw nigh to the multitudes, these preachers. But the Lord, knowing all men, he separated himself because he had words to say. What did he say?
And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest.
He knew all men. And nothing wrong with pledging. You get excited about God. I want to be saved. Whatever God got for me, I'm willing to go. We got all this in our minds because we got a notion. And many times it's not really quickened until you follow through, but we get a notion about God because we're hearing words that excite us. Read.
All right. And Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests.
What?
But the Son of Man hath not
where.
Whoa,
slow down now. I know you want to follow me. You're willing to give your life up. But when God is leading you, you don't know where you're going to be and right. What you're going to be doing. And the verdict and the judgment might not be for you. It might be against you. Mm-hmm. You sure you want to do this? But he was excited.
All right.
What did he say?
But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head.
What?
And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father.
Now remember, God's word is calling these. And he said, well, let me go bury my father because we got a death. Now, that's, we can't get no closer than the father.
Right.
And the father can't get no closer than the son, right?
All right.
And all the in-between, the siblings. I want to go bury my father. What did he say?
But Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead.
Wait a minute, let the dead Not bury the dead, but bury their dead. Because when you come to God, you come into life. Yes. We're coming out of death now, and we're supposed to be separated from the dead. That's what God is talking about. Yes. Now, when you have relatives and friends and loved ones in the church that's not saved, where you have jurisdiction over who might bury them if they go, they don't have a choice but to go with what the pastor is going to go with. Right. And the pastor is going to give them what's due them. Because when you have God, you're not going to put somebody where they're not.
No, that's right.
But we're invited to these funerals where we have loved ones, and they say, oh, God is, they're in God's arm, and you know they're not. How are you going to get with that? Right. You'd be false to sit there and try to pretend like they're somewhere they're not. So all you're going to do is create enemies. Moreover, when you talk to them before you get to the funeral, there's always a clash.
Yes.
Because they're going to tell you all the premonitions they saw, and you're going to say, no, it ain't like that. Well, Johnny came through the window last night and told me he's in a good place.
Oh, wow.
Johnny lying, and so are you. That stuff is not in God. Because once you leave here, you don't know what's going on here. And once those are gone, they don't know what's going on here. And we don't know what's going on there. It's just like that. You'll come back for cameo appearances. Anybody come through your window, it's the devil. Acting like it's your relatives or your friends. It ain't them. They ain't coming back here. Read.
Yes.
What did he say? Follow me what?
Follow me and let the dead bury their dead.
Let's go to Matthew 22 and 29. We got all these misconceptions about death. And God is telling you, whatever he do is forever. So when you die, you're not coming back here. And you're not coming back here to get judgment. You're going to get it before you leave here. And once you leave here, if you haven't heard the word, you're just going to land up where you belong. That's the judgment. How plain is that?
Yes.
Matthew 22 and 29.
Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not
knowing that's the problem.
Scriptures.
Most so-called Christians err because they don't know God, because they don't know the scripture.
Right, that's true.
And the one they're learning it from don't know God, that's why they don't know it. Because you have to get it from your leader.
Yes.
How plain is that?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God.
They don't know the scriptures, nor the power of God. 31 says what?
But as touching the resurrection of the dead, ye have not read that which was spoken unto you by God.
What
saying,
did he say?
I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead.
So why should we go with the dead?
Right.
They don't know God. He's not their God. If someone says, well, I think you all are extreme. I don't believe in what you all stand for. Why would I go to their funeral?
Right.
Why would I go to, and I've said this many times, my sister, Latifah, she's a Muslim. Fine, that's her choice. God got somebody for everybody. But if she dies, what can I give them? I don't know her daughter. If I did know her, they don't contact me now for counsel. What could I give them? So it'd be better for me not to show up. She don't have anything for me. My sister's apostolic. She don't believe in keeping the commandments, so she's not holy. She don't know God. They're going to all put each other in the kingdom. They got different beliefs. But because we have a straight face, we would get attacked. What's the point in going into a den like that? What would I go for?
Right.
The Lord said, let the dead bury their dead. Why be a part of that?
Right.
Now, if you really feel you can give something, they need your comfort, why don't they get comfort from you here in your church or at your home? Why are they going to go there and put a show on?
Right.
And 99% of the people there don't want your counsel or don't want you there or don't agree with your life. What you going to go there for? Let the dead bury their dead. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Read.
I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
He's not the God of the dead nor the living. Ephesians 2 and 1. Let's go there.
Ephesians.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful, yes.
I'm just reinforcing what the Lord said. He said, come out, be ye separate.
Yes.
Now, if they want to come travel with us, that's all right. That means you want to fellowship with what we stand for. That means you're coming to church. You want to go to dinner with us.
Yes, that's right.
You want to pass the time with us and have fellowship with us, drink coffee and whatever we're doing.
Right.
If you don't, that means we have nothing for you. We have life. They don't want life. They're in death.
All right.
We're supposed to be separated, right?
Yes.
Ephesians 2 and 1 says what?
2 and 1 says, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses.
So everybody was dead.
Yes.
But if you've been quickened, that means Tell me more about God.
All right.
I got a feeling about God. I got a desire now. I've been quickened. I want to know more. If you don't have that kind of mind, you haven't been quickened. You yet dead. But if you were dead, to be quickened means you're looking for life now. You're looking for God, right? Isn't that beautiful to know that? 1 Corinthians 15, let's go there. Most of these so-called Christians, they're, oh God, boy, he gave me life and he gave, well, that means you must have been resurrected. But you don't hear too much talk about the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15. Mm-hmm. Unless they're talking about when you leave here. No, this starts now.
Right.
15 and 42 says what?
Yes. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in
incorruption. Wait a minute. We were part of all these gatherings with our loved ones. And we did things in the wee hours in the morning. We were Sunday goers that didn't know God, some of us. All of us, if we were Sunday goers, but I mean, most of us didn't know God. If you did know him, you knew him in here, in the commandments. But on those times, if we didn't feel like going to church, we didn't go. Because we had a late night bidwiz going on, or whatever. But when you heard the word, it's sown in corruption. But it get raised as you begin to separate yourself. What does it say?
So also is the resurrection of the dead.
What?
It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption.
It's raised in corruption because you begin to incorrupt yourself.
Yes.
You begin to leave those ways that was in corruption that we knew in the old man.
Yes.
Read.
It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory.
Wait a minute. It's sown in dishonor because they said, well, you know, y'all think y'all better than everybody. We get kicked around. Nobody says, oh, y'all mean. Y'all don't love nobody because they don't know God.
Right. All right.
They have no idea. And what we're doing is that the dead bury their dead. We're separating. That's all God says. Separate yourself from those that don't live like you do. Remember what the Lord said when you sent them out. When you go to a city, if they don't receive you, shake the dust.
All right.
It's talking about your children. That means what it means.
Right.
Shake the dust and journey on. That's what I've done. And I see he ain't so friendly right now. Because another sister who's one with me gave him the truth. He couldn't take it. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Read.
Yes. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power.
So in other words, now we got power. Y'all don't come around. No. Because you gain power. And the more power you gain, the more you separate yourself from those shenanigans. But again, we don't stop them from coming to us. We still do the same things we always have done. Go out like they go out. We just go out the same places. We like to talk about God. They don't want to talk about God. And they say, many of them, they're Christians. Well, let's talk about God. Let's talk about why Christians are doing one thing and Israelites are doing another. Or Israel or Jews doing another. Let's talk about that because we should be doing the same thing. Why we can't get that discussion? And I want to talk about it through the scripture. Why we can't do that?
Yes, Pastor.
It's because some don't like God's word. I can talk about it all day long until you can convince me that you know what you're talking about. Right? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body.
This is a spiritual body offering up spiritual sacrifices. 44th verse says what?
44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body.
What?
There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body.
What?
And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made
that
a
first man,
spirit.
Adam, that's who we were when we first got here.
Mm-hmm.
We were living soul to life, but we were dead to God.
All right.
We had to be raised from the dead. Mm-hmm. What?
The last Adam was a quickening spirit.
What?
Howbeit, that was not first, which is spiritual.
What?
But that which is natural.
What?
And afterward, that.
So
which
that's
is
what you're working on as we sow in dishonor. We're being raised in honor and in power.
Yes.
What that mean when you're sowing in dishonor? You've been sown, and you're sowing over things you found got to go.
Yes.
So
yes,
when it got to go, what do? You mortify it.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And then you raise in power. It's just that simple. Read.
Yes. The first man is of the earth, earthy.
What?
The second man is the Lord from heaven.
What?
As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as it is heaven, as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly.
And what?
And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
Isn't that beautiful? Other words, separating yourself.
Yes.
From dead works.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 7.
All right.
And 13.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Most beautiful.
Yes.
We should get the phone ringing, and I want to know more about that, Pastor.
That's right.
But if we don't, I understand that too. We'll get to that shortly as well.
Yes.
Because when you hear, you're ready to move. If you can't hear God, you ain't ready to do nothing. 7 and 13, Matthew.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And
enter in the straight gate. Mm-hmm. Wide is the gate, when you can do any and everything, any and everything there. It's a wide gate. When it leaves us, you just go and come as you please, mm-hmm. and everything you do is it's all right. We're praying for you. That's always, we're praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you feel like, read.
And many there be which go in.
Many of them go in there, but what?
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way.
Straight means strict. God's way is strict. It's not where you can do what you want to do because God leads you. In these churches, I don't care what you call them, people go and come as they feel. There's only one people that follow God through Moses, and that's God's people. You follow God through a body. You don't follow God on your own. Read.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life.
What?
And few there be
just a few
that find it.
I still say again. All the stats add up to righteousness to me, because it ain't but a few. And you got to keep God's commandments. It puts brings you into perfection. That's what God is calling for. Isn't that
yes,
beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 20th verse.
Wherefore by their fruit ye shall know.
That's how we know. Let's go to Romans 10 and 16.
Beautiful,
thank God.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Let the dead bury their dead.
Yes.
You might be my uncle, but all of those relatives, that's, they're dead, not mine. Because I'm with the living. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I mean that, saints.
Yes, yes, you do, Pastor.
It's a false narrative to have people say, oh, come to the funeral. Hey, we need support. I'm going to my brother's funeral. He got 10 kids. They need my support. They told me, come, Uncle Perry. I ain't talking to them in 20 years. I'm going to support them. And when I do talk, they don't say, how's the church? How's God? How's anything? I don't say nothing. I'm going to support them, huh? No. Let the dead bury the dead. And I know when once they look at this person, what kind of, that don't sound like no love. That's what happened to Jesus. He said, will you go also? Because he said things they didn't want to hear. He told the truth. God only came to one except that they wanted to stone him because he told the truth.
Yes.
When you hear this broadcast and hear how few there are that are saved, people get upset.
Yes.
What's important, you don't get upset in here because that means you can't hear. That's bad. When you're upset in here, but you're supposed to be delivered. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
For Esaias said, Lord, who hath believed our report?
Who has believed the report? They have not all obeyed, but what?
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
So you got to, in order to get faith, you got to hear from somebody to get it.
Yes.
The one you hear from can't be from a God of the dead. It's got to be from the God of the living.
Right.
It'd be nice to know that.
Yes.
Go to St. John 10 and 27. Let's go there. Thank God.
Yes. Yes, beautiful.
I enjoy reading the scriptures over and over.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how much you go over, but they're always new.
Always.
There's one thing about a plug. When you put a plug inside a socket, always transfer energy.
Yes.
Or you just plug it in. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
When you plug into God's word, it's always burning. Always. Always burning. That's the parable of the sun. Sun don't go out of power. It's always got the power. You need to plug into it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 10:27, what does it say?
My sheep hear my voice.
How plain is that? So if you don't hear God's voice, that means you're dead. Why would we want to be with someone that don't hear God's voice unless they're seeking or unless they love hearing about God? But God's voice is his word. So what did you say about the commandments? They freak out. I don't like, it's God's word. What you preaching if you ain't preaching that?
Right.
If we don't talk about the Sabbath, you still get freaked out with the rest. You still got to live holy.
Right.
Not be able to know that?
Yes.
Read.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
And they follow me. Mm-hmm. Read 28.
And what? I give unto them eternal life.
Now, wait a minute. If you give eternal life, how many know what eternal life is? Because that's all the Lord had to give was his word, mm-hmm. eternal life. I give them eternal life, what?
And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Can't get out of God's hand if you're chosen for eternal life, right. If the Son give it to you and you maintain it.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 19 and 16.
Right.
Love the scripture.
Good.
Tells you plainly what...
Yes, Lord.
What we're in store for, and it tells you plainly what we have right now if you receive it.
Yes.
Right. It says, as many as received them, them gave you power. This is power here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have more power than eternal life.
No.
19, 16, what say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
We'll cherry pick it. What good thing? Mm-hmm. You want to do the bad things. Cherry pick it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord had all kind of approachments. But what did he say?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
What?
That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life.
There it is again. If you're going to enter into life.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Keep the commandments.
Why did he keep saying the commandments done away with?
Right.
It's telling you plain. Ain't that what the Lord said?
Right.
But the reason why they keep saying it, because they're dead to God. When you're alive, you understand God's word is life.
Yes.
The commandments is life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Read it again.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
What?
That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
St. John 10:24. Let's go there. Let's keep the commandments. That's what he's talking about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
St. John 10
All right.
and 27.
27, yes. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
They're going to follow because they know God. That's 10:24?
That's 27. Pastor 24 says, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt?
Wait a minute. Ones get doubted. What kind of ministry you got here? Now, wait a minute. Are y'all Seventh-day Adventists? No, we're not that. We're holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all keep the Sabbath, right?
The Sabbath.
We don't keep what you said, but we keep the Sabbath. We had one woman came in here, couldn't pronounce Sabbath. It sounded like she was talking about cabbage. She said Sabbath. She just sabotaged the word.
Exactly, Pastor.
Three.
If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.
Tell us, because they didn't know God. And then Papa was talking about, well, I don't understand y'all. Why y'all? Are you Christians? How many times we said we're followers of Christ?
Right.
Because we don't talk about the blood and the cross. We've left there. We're going on to perfection, right?
Yes.
But they're still at the cross.
Yes. That's right.
Fine. Centurion acknowledged who he was, but we've moved on,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's read a little further. What?
Yes. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness unto
wait a minute.
Of me.
Our life and the things we choose to do bear witness of the word.
Yes.
We strive to keep the Sabbath holy. We're constantly getting rid of these gods, making no graven images. Bear witness. What's wrong with that? Why would they want, if we're saying we're doing it, why would they say, no, you're not? The Lord said, which one of you convinced me of sin? Which one are you convinced we ain't doing it?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't got, yes, we do. The love that God's talking, but they don't want to hear about the love of God.
No, they don't.
They want to hear about the love that got feelings with it. That's carnal. Read.
Beautiful. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep.
How play is that?
As I said unto you.
He's not your sheep. And I've learned that more and more as time goes on.
Yes.
When they can't hear, you might as well leave them alone.
Right.
Wait till you hear some kind of what you say. But if you keep talking about it, you turn around. If you're talking to me and I don't turn around, no, I can't hear you.
Right.
So pastor can't hear me. Tap me.
All right.
Just don't tap me too hard. Okay, come on.
Yeah, that's it. My sheep hear my voice.
My sheep hear my voice. What?
And I know them.
What?
And they follow me.
What?
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
St. John 8:31. Let's go there.
Yes, it is.
We're just going through the scriptures.
Yes, Lord.
Speaking what thus saith the Lord. That's what we're doing.
Beautiful.
Whether they hear. 8:31.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples.
It's about
indeed.
Continuing in the commandments. That's what makes you a disciple. If you continue in my word, what?
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make
you. Now you're going to know the truth because the truth is the word. Thy word is truth. All thy commandments is truth. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to the 43rd verse. What does it say?
Why do ye not understand my speech?
So same thing. When you don't understand the doctrine is God's Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is God's word.
Yes, yes.
It is, they don't change. Preachers say they're preaching God's word. If they're not preaching the commandments, they're not preaching God's word. If they're not preaching it in its entirety, they're not.
Right.
And when you cannot understand it, the question is, why you can't understand the speech? Why you can't understand the commandments should be kept? What did he say?
Even because ye cannot hear my word.
And what does the 47th verse say?
He that is of God heareth God's words.
Either that's the truth or it's a lie. So you're supposed to understand when God is talking to you when you're of God. Especially if you're already part of the system.
Yes.
You should understand.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He that is of God, what?
Heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
He didn't bite his tongue. Let's go to 5 and 25, St. John.
Yes.
5 and 25.
Yes.
Thank God. 5 and 25.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
Read it again. Verily, verily.
Yes, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice.
So the dead has got to hear the message from God's anointed. Because if you don't hear the message, you cannot be awakened. It takes a son to wake you up to bring you out of the dust. You just don't get up yourself. It don't work that way.
Yes.
Read.
Of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
What?
For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Because the Son hath the word.
Yes.
And to as many as receive the word, to them gave he power.
Yes.
If the Son don't have the word, don't have no life in him. If you don't have the eternal life, you don't have life in you. If you're not bringing it, 1 John 5, let's go there.
1 John, yes.
You ain't got the commandments. If you don't come, it's like we went to Israel. I ain't heard one thing about the commandments. But most of the hands were lifted in praise like they do here that don't know God. And it's got nothing to do with nationality. 1 John 5 and 1 John 5.
Yes.
And 11.
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life.
What?
And this life is in his Son.
So how plain is that? That's your litmus test.
Yes.
So ask the priest, now, you have eternal life? Yeah.
You can visit us anytime for
what
our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.